Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Geek.
The only way to be.
On Sci-Fi and Swing.
Joy 94.9.
Sonia, it's a me, Mario, woohoo, you number one, wahoo! Hello to all of my friends on a Sci-Fi and Scream, on Joy 94.9, number one, wahoo!
Okay, I should do an intro, all right, we can get this rolling, it is early in the morning, now, sort of for some people. Okay, this is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, and we have a couple of very intriguing special guests in the studio with us. We've got Arvi Burnshaw, welcome.
Thank you, good morning.
Good morning, it'll be actually evening when we play this, but that's cool, don't worry. And Luke Bleezer.
What's up, y'all?
So tell us about the show. Look, it's comedy festival season. It's the high season of laughs and frivolity and frolicking, and Melbourne is saturated and invaded by people who think they're funny and comedians. And so,
that was a low blow.
Was that a low blow for who?
3 meters away. That was really well done.
My feels, they hurt.
I wasn't insinuating you guys, of course not.
Because this is the sci-fi show, we're actually going to be talking about our third show, which is called Nerdgasm. The whole premise of which is two retro video game characters looking back on life and trying to figure out where it all went wrong 15 years after their games have left the genre. And sitting around doing this in a...
Of course, there's, parental issues. We bring up backstory of the characters a little. I'm playing Bison from Street Fighter, who has at some point come to grips with the fact that all the rage and hate that led him to be a hideous dictator was actually repressed homosexuality.
Yes.
I'm playing the rival out of the original Pokemon game, more commonly known as Blue, but in the cartoon known as Gary, who basically tries to figure out... where he is and what the hell he's doing at any given moment, because he's a complete idiot.
Okay, so there's a real nerdy, geeky.
I don't think 30 seconds.
Theme.
I don't think 30 seconds goes by without us dropping like a reference to another video game.
It was once referred to as the most out of place, esoteric pop culture reference comedy that anyone had ever seen, and to the point that we actually have hardcore nerds walk in and go, I didn't get that one. Did you? No, I got the one before that. I didn't get this reference.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, it's really nerdy.
Okay, that's very good. So there's obviously, it's got that cryptic, you have to know the games that you're talking about, and the least last 15 years, probably.
A lot of the games were AAA titles, still are AAA titles, so you know, there are a lot of very obvious references, Final Fantasy, Legend of Zelda, that kind of thing. But we've also got a couple of the old school ones that are, you know, fairly vague, like some old LucasArts titles.
Yeah, but we made sure that the underlying
may
story...
May they rest in peace. I think.
Disney! We tried to make sure that the underlying storyline actually had a lot of story arcs, like looking back at parents and developments into gay culture and that sort of thing, that would actually be humorous regardless of who was in the audience. So we tried to make it very nerd-orientated, but still accessible to outwards audiences.
Mm. Ooh. Did you say gay culture? Sorry. Yeah. Or game culture?
Game.
Oh... I'll leave that in though.
Gay culture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bison's come out of the closet halfway through the show. Actually, I'm gay to his oldest friend, and sort of creates a bit of awkward.
Is this the dancing that you mentioned off air? Is this?
Oh, that's a separate show that we're actually performing called Up Late, where we had a boylesque performer, but it turns out that he's actually out on a farm this week and unable to dance for us.
And myself being the less statuesque and smaller member of the group, apparently I'm the chin. Now I have to take my clothes off.
Goodness.
It's mostly because I have moobs, but.
It's because you're doing it for the love, for passion.
Or the free love after the show, you know, just people throwing...
The adoration. The underwear.
Let's face it, I'm doing it for comedic groupies. I hear they're out there. I hear they exist. It's not just a figment of my imagination. Please someone tell me that there are groupies.
There will be.
There will be.
Oh, God, this is the show I told Mum to show up to.
Yes, it is.
This is going to be even more awkward.
Okay, but...
They're thinking about changing their surname to Lannister.
Oh, she just gets in there, does she? She just...
No, I think she just had a few too many champagnes, and it's been a while since I changed your nappy. Thanks, Mum. Really appreciate that.
You should have let her out more often, maybe. Nerdgasm. Okay, look, it sounds amazing. Like, this is the video game comedy that we had to have.
Mm. We're even hoping that next year we can build on it, have a sequel. Nerdgasm 2.1.3 Jelly Leopard.
Right, with Bruce Willis in it, no.
Oh, well, we're hoping a cameo by Bill Murray.
See, I was hoping for Arnold
He is known as a crasher. He does crash things.
I was hoping for Arnold Schwarzenegger, because then, you know, at least one of the three of us would make any sense whatsoever.
I saw him on a tram. Actually, signage on a tram. Oh, he's coming to town for some sort of pep talk.
Oh, God, he's not going to try and become
you know,
Lord Mayor here.
Business,
or
no, a business, you can do it.
Really?
You can
He's become
be
a life
successful.
Coach.
Yes, that's,
the
word
amazing
I was looking
because,
for. 2 words.
He is quite charismatic, but I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. So I think I'd be sitting in the audience going, I don't know what you're saying, but I agree with you.
I'll be back. Yes, you can say that many times. And people will cheer and pay whatever it is, $700 an hour. I would.
He could just have a cardboard cutout of a helicopter with a slot in it that you put money in and just say, get to the Java! And he'd make millions.
And pop steroids in there. Water. That might work too.
Well, he does like to be the biggest man in the room, and steroids do cause shrinking issues.
Tell us more about the show. I mean, that's what we need to chat about.
Yes.
Don't we? Yes.
I believe that's why we're here originally.
True.
Where was it birthed from?
Born from? Like most guys, you know, who are in their 20s, we spend far too much time just piss farting around on consoles and, you know, and gaming.
Twiddling things.
Yeah, you know, like grabbing the joystick and giving a good
yank.
Is it
the vibrations? Is that what's the attraction? Part of the attraction is the tactile...
No, I don't like the vibrations because I don't feel that that's natural. But I'm a breeder, so...
I'm looking out the window.
The way it all came about was Avi and I were trying to figure out the concept for writing a new show. At the point where we would... telling a hell of a lot of very, very stupid jokes about our favourite old retro video games, we started crowning and gave man birth, as one might say, to this horrible, horrible concept.
I've got this mental image of Danny DeVito all of a sudden.
I am not giving birth
twins.
To Danny DeVito.
Him and Arnie.
But, so we were just sort of lots of terrible old school jokes, you know, video game based puns, and then we realised that, you know, if you just got some characters who are bitching about life and the fact that a lot of video game characters already get sort of mashed together in a lot of fanfic, it wouldn't actually be that hard to put together an entire show, which is why when I say that we're hoping to make a sequel, that wasn't exactly a joke. We actually really think this one's got some legs and we could probably continue it later.
Yeah. Well, they say that the second one's always the better one.
Yes.
Take that, and they're most often wrong after the sequel has
come
out.
Don't do a prequel, whatever you do.
Take that, Elder Brothers.
Oh, can we do a prequel?
Just do a prequel, actually.
Do you know what the prequel would be?
Third prequel.
Nerdgasm Prime?
No, I think the prequel, because these are based on two guys out of
video games,
we just set up two consoles, and the audience just come in and play, and then we just take their money.
So Nerdgasm was birthed from the two of you out into the world.
It's our bastard love child.
Well, we hang
out. And it's
out.
The second year? Second?
Well, it's the second time that we're doing it. We did it for Fringe Festival last year, where someone from Crikey said that the entire thing was just obscure and unenjoyable, which...
I think that's good. I mean, Crikey, good.
I was going to say
Crikey, that's good.
For a news site that should be spending most of its time concentrating on politics, I'm actually quite amazed that they had time to do anything related to the arts or gaming.
Yes, yeah, I still don't know why they sent in a man in his 90s to review our show, though. That seemed a little bit odd to me.
Maybe he was one of the original game developers from way back.
Back in the Atari days.
He's feeling vengeful.
This is a video game humor. Back when I was working on the 2600, we had to make a Tron port.
Seriously, that joke pongs.
Yes. Flood for the pong. And so, okay, so it's the second time you've done it. Where has it been?
It's being held at Fad Gallery, a wonderful Fad Gallery in Coors Lane down in Chinatown. Beautiful little venue, gorgeous, up on
third floor.
Is it an acronym or does it actually mean Fad?
It might be an acronym because, it's spelt in capital letters. It's normally an art gallery bar, but the owner has been quite supportive of obscure arts in the past. And frankly, seems to have a predilection for hosting comedy during this time of year. I don't know what possibly gave him that idea.
Probably the profits. No. It's not that. If anything, it gets in the way of him running his usual business. I think it's just because he's a fan of all forms of cross-media. I mean, the top level where we perform is actually his sort of Skyloft apartment sort of a deal, and he's got his art collection all laid out, and it's some of the most obscure stuff you're ever going to see in your life. Yeah, it looks like it should be gratuitous as hell, but it's done really tastefully.
We all have our...
Piccadillos?
Yes.
One time at band camp? No, that's a piccolo, sorry.
Yeah. How did you know?
So what can people expect at Nerdgasm? I mean, expect this, or what is that I can expect?
There are going to be a lot of terrible puns, for a start, as in every comedy performance. Also, a lot of references to games from 1987 onwards.
It would be a bit odd if you didn't have any references to games. Mm.
The easiest way to explain it is if you've ever been in a situation where you've had a discussion about video games with your friends, what's better, Sonic, Mario, that sort of thing, or even more recent games, if you've ever had a serious discussion about
Angry
video
Birds.
Games, you will walk in and laugh your ass off.
Yes, we've got a joke about the Angry Birds even. Also, we should
Fruit Ninjas.
And Fruit Ninjas, yeah. Cooking Mama.
What?
But we should also point out that if people are cosplaying, that they get in at concession rates.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you have to obviously guess who they're playing as? Cosplaying
We have to be able...
You have to be able to recognize them.
Either that or they have to, be able to prove it. I mean, it's one quick Google images to find out who they are, so that's not entirely difficult. And if they're dressed in a cosplay, not only do they...
Avi's got his Let's Be Professional face on.
Well, it's just more a case of, I'm still working with the Melbourne Anime Festival. This is going to get tied back to me.
Okay. So, hey, it's been a while, Avi, just to go off on a tangent since Consensual. And, you just mentioned anime. How's that going? Like, where are you at with...
Well, unfortunately, Consensual, whilst, best of intentions, did kind of go down like a Led Zeppelin. So, and I'm not talking about the band, I'm talking about an actual physical object here. Massive loss. And people loved the event. Like, don't get me wrong about that, it was great. It's just attempting to do something like that in the Australian market, where people are used to paying $30 entry for a con. Just unfortunately...
Convention, yeah.
Yeah, just... totally killed it. So I'm still trying to figure out a way that we can get it to run again. It's just that trying to get that American microcon in a hotel experience is something that's fairly alien to the local market.
So, you did a great service, though, I think, doing the first. It was incredibly brave. I went along, and people I know who went, even though it was just a few bunches of us.
Well, that's the thing. Like, because it was a whole hotel,
it was really good.
A lot of people seemed to think that it was not many people showed up, but we actually had 100 people. So I think perhaps it's just a case of biting off a little bit more than we could chew and trying to find a more appropriate venue for something of that size. We were expecting about 300 rather than the 100 that showed up, which is part of the problem. But this happens with all the microcons. For instance, Steve Dillon recently ran a HorrorCon, which he thought was...
HorrorCon, yes.
Yeah, he thought that'd get... I think I saw you there, actually.
Yeah, you had a stall there, Yes.
Waving my tentacles about.
I actually didn't recognize you this morning, to be honest.
It's because I've cut my hair, isn't it?
No, you were tentacle-less. See, I'm used to him with this tentacle over his shoulder.
Have you ever walked down the street of Melbourne with him with that thing?
No, I've just seen it on Facebook.
No shame, and I thought I could never be embarrassed by anybody. And then I met him. Luckily, I've gotten over that. Now I embarrass him whenever I get my hands on the tentacle. So,
tentacles are great, though, aren't they?
That's true. We actually had a slight problem with the tentacle while we were flyering last week. Some guy who outside of Melbourne Town Hall,
was he a comedian?
No, he was just high.
Oh,
and
could
shirtless
be a comedian.
Yeah, swimming through the flowers.
That's funny.
Swimming through the flowers just outside of Town Hall, spots the tentacle.
Gee, those poor flowers.
I know. He goes down on it and literally sucks the tip off.
Of what?
Of the tentacle. He literally...
Ooh.
Yeah.
And this is
Is the tentacle all right?
No.
The
tentacle is... It's been circumcised.
It's currently spending time in the recovery ward.
Is there a repairer for... I know you can get repairers for certain types of dolls. Mm. Or life-size type of, you know...
Puncture repair.
That I know of. I've only heard about this.
Real doll.
But is there a tentacle...
There is just a number of special effects places that you can take it to get stuff that repaired. But thankfully, I don't require those services myself.
luckily,
you should do something about that cough.
The guy hasn't damaged it too much. Luckily, it was just the tip.
Stop watching Archer.
Yeah, or Deep Space Nine.
Yes.
We won't be seeing another consensual for a while.
Probably not. And if we are going to see another one, it's probably going to be in a cheaper city such as Brisbane or
Perth?
Adelaide. Perth's actually really expensive to run events in.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I would have thought with the mining and everything.
No.
Because
of the mining, they actually charge a lot more for event management there.
That sucks.
Failing that, there are some lovely hotels in Okinawa.
Fukushima just seems so appropriate.
You've got to go smaller. What about Tasmania?
Yeah, I could definitely... I think I blend into the locals far too much, though.
You know, they just had a big horror film festival convention down there, and it was very successful because... All right, well, we would love to see another consensual because I was talking to Fiona Patton from the Australian Sex Party, and she thoroughly enjoyed it, and the response that she got was very... Yeah, it was great. But
The ASP actually have offered to throw a bit of money at it as well. It's just a case of getting that seed capital to find a venue in the first place.
Find the place.
We did attempt to run like a Kickstarter / Possible type fundraising campaign, but just it fell well short of the goal, unfortunately.
Yeah, $100,000 is a bit much.
Well, it wasn't even that; it was 10. So.
Yeah, they're tricky, those Kickstarters. I mean, they're great, the fundraising campaign aspect and crowdfunding and all that, but there's something about the money, isn't it? What is it, 45 days, 42 days
to
reach your goal?
30
you don't get to keep any of it if you don't make it. That's the
that's the kicker.
That's the cruel slap in the face of reality.
And I think also just... thanks to a whole bunch of internet slacktivism, people have gotten to the point where just clicking like is about as much as they can do to...
As much as they can afford.
Yeah, to really support
Little
something.
Do they know that we haven't... Technology and the conspiracy theory, we haven't connected likes with money and their bank accounts, but I'm sure someone could work on it.
Oh no, Facebook's already managed
My
that.
Key, perhaps.
That would be an interesting concept, yeah.
Every time you touch on, you're... liking something on Facebook and paying for something on a crowdfunding project.
So
I think that's a good idea.
That's how Mikey got so many likes on their Facebook page.
They pay people.
No. They thought it was that DJ friend of ours, unfortunately.
Back to Nerdgasm. And you've got a website as well, a blog. Where can people go to?
If people want to just buy some tickets, check it out. We do have a website, blernshaw.com. That's blernshaw.com. There was an instance last year where we forgot a letter, so I quickly had to go and buy another domain.
Oh, a letter.
Yeah.
What about exclamation marks? I tried to buy an exclamation mark and you just can't.
No, no, it's...
I don't believe that's in the character ring for websites.
It's not right.
Mm. Although, I've somehow managed to purchase Quaver.com, and I'm not talking the word, I actually mean the musical note.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not that anyone can type it on a standard keyboard.
Yeah, no. I think that would be the
that
big
could be
issue
why.
With it.
What did Mozart say about that?
Yeah, I think that's something you're going to have to pass down to your children.
Your
inheritance.
What has he left?
Quaver.com. Damn it, I wanted a semi-quaver. This isn't fair. You're not my real father.
I'm tone deaf. No, you're not my father. So, what else did you guys want to chat about with the show? Anything in particular that you think will entice people? Are you going to go out there and drag them in, beat them up?
There are already some comedians going out there and drag.
Freak out about the tentacle. There have been a number of other instances that are just hilarious.
What are you doing with a tentacle? Sorry.
Anything
enticing people.
Yeah. Outside the front of the town hall.
It's huge in Japan. But
it's huge in Melbourne, dude. It's bigger than me.
You have to really control that whole situation. You have to control the tentacle. You've got to...
Mm.
Get in there, otherwise it's a squid too far. You've just got to.
Things
have you seen Dead Sushi,
if
he had by the way?
Up, I would have been controlling his ability to walk.
I love those Japanese schlock films. They're great.
Splatter, Jay Splatter. Oh, that's hilarious. It's so bad.
But
it does involve a squid, a possessed zombie squid.
My personal favorite is still Robo Geisha, simply for the fried shrimp attack.
Well, there's a lot of shrimp in this. Singing shrimp.
What about that that short film I showed you, Midland Park or whatever it was, where the young lady gets dropped off by her, you know, friend from school and cuts through the park, and he jokingly says, "Oh, you're gonna get attacked by a giant tentacle monster," and it's all horror filmy, and then she finally gets attacked.
Oh.
And it just sort of cuts away to a very, very well drawn, non-sexual shot of her and the tentacle doing something strange, and then they're running off into the sunset, and then it cuts through her life.
Which
she gets
tentacle.
Married to the tentacle monster, and they have tentacle monster babies.
Oh,
and it turns
so
out
it's
to be
quite a romantic sort of twist.
To the usual, you know, Japanese hentai porn arrangement.
I did see a Japanese film, a short film, thank God.
Because that shit
I should have said that
on.
Bit at the end. No, and it was about two schoolgirls who kill by farting. And it was like, oh, please. It was funny for the first 30 seconds. It was a gas, I should say. And then I was like, oh, that was crap. Sorry.
Oh, God, I can't believe you just said that.
So did these
someone
two,
had to.
I was going to say,
knew you were going to.
A little bit, yeah.
Did these two girls, did they have a cup? Or?
Oh, dude, put it away.
I think it's 35 mils a day. Scientifically,
just
gas, flatulence. Someone out there, a scientist, has collected farts. It's amazing. I don't know how you measure it, but
the creepiest thing I
by
find
weight.
Is that that's 1.5 times
by
the weight.
Weight
of the soul, which is 23 grams. No, sorry, 21 grams.
So effectively,
all I remember is Naomi Watts' chin. Sorry, just quivering. Like
that was a lovely tangent.
Quiver. Australian actresses and their chins quivering. Why? Don't go there.
Well, Rhonda Birchmore's at a particular age now, so...
Oh, dude.
Stop it. And you're a redhead, too.
I know.
Sorry.
If the two of us ever...
Welcome and go. I love your song about prejudice.
Well, why
and
don't you go and
way,
see...
And
I was going to say the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Sorry, the other one. The Technicolor Jesus Dreamcoat?
Oh, Joseph.
Oh, Jesus Christ Superstar, sorry.
Okay. Technicolor
Jesus Dreamcoat Rocky Horror.
Okay, that's
what we're doing for Fringe.
Yes, that sounds like that's a show. We can cast you. You're in for this one.
I can be Herod.
Yeah. Get you a nice crown, some you know, nice
a whip.
Roman gentleman and pleated leather miniskirts.
Sandals. No, nerdgasm, because we just keep going off on tangents.
Sorry, we're
no,
like
that's
that.
Fine.
That's actually how our entire show developed.
Is there any content you want to talk about within the show? Something? That's where we started.
We've come full circle. it's like the D-pad. It now does a full circle rather than just four directions.
Mm. Yeah. Just the laser.
Video games content.
One direction.
Video game us with your video game magic.
Video game magic.
Yes.
Okay, well, We don't offer any cheat codes or anything like that. You just simply have to come in, possibly with a drink, sit down and laugh your buttocks off. And we can't reveal too much.
Unfortunately, if we do talk more in depth about the show, we start giving away material is the problem.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to do that.
And there are a lot of scavenging comedians out there.
Never mind that. It's
outside
just
the town hall.
Yeah. Amongst
the flower pots.
It's just a case of, if you've got jokes that are, contextually dependent, then they're not exactly funny outside of that context. But then again, you've already spoiled the joke. So people aren't going to laugh when they hear it because they're like, oh, yeah, I heard that on radio.
Mm.
So, there are a couple of one-liners in there, such as, when you find out that Pac-Man and Mrs. Pac-Man are the same person. I think far too many references to Futanari.
And finding out that Pac-Man is actually a cross-dresser was an interesting moment as well.
Mm.
I've never thought of that like that.
No, it's, what's the difference between Pac-Man and Mrs. Pac-Man? She's got a bow in her head.
That's
it.
So he's naked, actually, isn't he?
And eating white dots all over the screen, which could be considered even worse.
Mm.
It actually sounds like a standard weekend at my place.
You don't have that many cherries lying around. Mm. Although your place is haunted.
Is it really?
Three ghosts of different colours.
If you try inserting coins into me one more time, I swear to God.
What? But yeah, we tried to do this to branch away. Everything we've tried to do has always tried to be a little bit different. Like we do a stage show, or we do a informational lecture on how to hold an orgy, or we try to do something different. Try to do something different with our comedy as much as possible. And because
is every performance going to be different? Obviously, it's going to be different. But
yeah, there's an overarching storyline, but there isn't exactly a set script. So
it's like a jazz performance.
A little bit, yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
There's obvious punchlines which we use as waypoints, keyframes as it were. But we go back into a lot of just riffing, coming up with stuff off the top of top of our heads. There was an instance where we performed it during Fringe, where there's a part where I'm supposed to be receiving a call from my mother, which just went way, way off base on the very last night of the performance.
Yeah, because I told the young lady who was acting it out, I actually rewrote her lines without telling him to screw with him on stage.
That's cool, though. How did that go? Were you able to bite back the tears?
We've got the footage of him, and he's doing a horrified thing, and there's a slight curl on his mouth because he's just, where the hell did that come from? But he actually acted through it.
Oh, he was having a stroke.
Oh yeah, more grimace than McDonald's.
Oh, it was very well done.
Strokes are so common now. I'm reading about them all the time.
I was going to say I had two this morning, but I think
heavens, that's my
edit.
God.
That's your edit. Joke? Is that what you're going to say?
No, my joke is, I should take things easy. I pulled my groin this morning. I felt so good I did it again. That's an old joke.
See, unfortunately, you get two guys on stage, and it's always going to be a case of like, hey, let's talk about our dicks, unless they're doing a candlelight
production.
Well,
it's the same with women. English shows.
The idea was that we never really wanted to get pigeonholed as comedians. Wait, pigeonholed? Not like that, but
It tastes like cigarettes, apparently.
Really?
Huh.
I would eat that cigarette chicken.
The Flinders ones, yeah. The one-legged ones.
No, I think I'd have them imported as squab or something like that, not actually just eating a pigeon.
I mean, what is with that? What do they call them? The little wee...
Oh, pheasants.
Chicken
quail
that they serve now, a pullet.
Spatchcock.
That is just a baby chicken. Get over yourselves. That's just a baby. That's a poor fetal
actually,
chicken.
Actually, a
fetal roast.
A chicken. A chicken not grown in perpetual excessive 90 level lux lighting and constantly fed is actually really, really tiny. Like, they're small little animals, but because we just feed them and feed them and feed them and feed them and feed them.
So the spatchcock's natural then.
Spatchcocks are natural. They're just little birds. They're very nice though.
I'm still waiting for that whole rumor about KFC making plucked chickens with the six legs to actually be a thing.
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be...
Did you ever hear that rumor? Back in the early 90s, during the whole sort of Jurassic Park era, where everyone was like, oh, you can do anything with genetic engineering.
You needed some resin and a mosquito.
There was this... Because a bucket of chicken comes with, the two breast pieces and six legs, there was this assumption that, clearly you know, you've got two breast pieces, that's natural, and you've got two legs, that's natural. Where are these extra four legs coming from? Clearly, KFC has genetically engineered six-legged chickens.
I would eat a six-legged chicken. No, I don't think I would. Oh, unless I like chicken legs, you know, chicken legs.
They have managed to make goats, you know, produce spider silk from their nipples rather than milk, so, you know, it's potentially that they've mixed arachnid DNA with chickens.
I'm going to go with eel as my final answer.
Okay. And so, you, RV?
Well, I just find all this stuff interesting, you know, particularly... from the fact that I can get that sort of response out of him still, you know, one way or another.
It just reminds me.
The relationship doesn't tire. Obviously, you've got a very close and meaningful dynamic between the two of you. Where did you meet? I should have said this at the beginning.
Oh, God, here we go.
Will this take long?
No, it won't take long.
You can do the acronym version.
The acronym version? Yeah, we can speed through it. I work at a bar down in St. Kilda, which is... I was working on an event called Neo, which is an under-30s fetish event. And Arby attended because he knew the DJ from a gothic event back in the day. And Arby and I were in the background.
Also kind of sick of some of the other clubs around town where, you know, a lot of the attendees look like lava lamps.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we were talking about the progression of the internet through our youth. And we're talking about the websites we used to go to and wait hours and hours and hours for funny photos to slowly download on
the 14.4K.
And even with the cultural differences, you just hit it off.
Oh, yeah.
We started talking about that website you were talking about.
Dolphinsex.org.
Yeah, which had statistical information about dolphin sex, including the pounds per square inch pressure measurement of a dolphin's ejaculate, which is apparently enough to blow out the back of a man's head.
Well, you heard what happened to it. Was it Beyonce?
Beyonce got
ejaculated
by a dolphin. Really?
Yeah, that sounds
about
right.
I think it was her. Yeah, well, she was doing this, you know, photo session.
They're rapists. They're straight up rapists.
So, well, they're bisexual too, and they're crazy.
They are.
They're actually crazy and lazy.
It sums me up very well. I think in a past life I was a dolphin. But that would
make a lot of sense, actually. Although I would be scared if I ever saw a dolphin go past with, you know, a giant orange fro.
The point is that after this little particular nugget of information, yes, just sort of, you know, stare at each other for a few seconds, break out in laughter, and realize at this point that we're going to be lifelong friends.
Yeah, and that was it.
About six months later, you know, just because the banter between the two of us had gotten to this point, someone's like, oh, you guys are so funny, you should be comedians. And Luke's like, yeah, we're doing something for Comedy Festival, ha ha ha. And 2 weeks later, I'm like, hey, Luke, remember how you said we're doing something for Comedy Festival? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
what do you mean, Arby?
I booked us in for 10 shows.
Wait, what do you mean you booked us in for 10 shows? Arby, we don't have anything written.
Arby, are you serious?
So we sat down and we wrote the first show, which was called So You've Decided to Host an Orgy. And Mother was so proud.
Sha-la-la-la.
Oh, so it has music as well?
It does, actually. I do a Disney-esque musical number about halfway through.
And we open the show to regurgitate as well as Sleaze.
Mm. Right. Give us the dates.
Oh, right.
How many performances still go?
We've got five performances, and they start on the...
So they haven't started yet?
No. We're still actually in the midst of our previous show, Up Late. But the dates... Oh, God, where's my calendar gone? Sorry about this. I know, dead air. Awful.
Oh, no, that's all right.
That's right. It's going to be editable.
To edit out.
It's 16th through the 20th of April.
Okay, so every night.
Every night.
16th to the 20th.
10:30.
At Fad Gallery in Coors Lane.
Ooh.
And, just reiterating that cosplayers will get in at concession rates.
Mm-hmm.
And preferable seating. And, you know, preferable chat-up after the show. Personally, I'm looking for one of those Cloud Strife cosplayers just so I can get some hairstyling tips.
No, you just want to walk up to someone and go, is it serious? Do you actually call that the bust her sword?
Awful pun.
Thank you.
I laughed. I'm not sure why.
See, someone's got my back.
All right. Arvi and Luke, good luck.
Thank you.
With Nerdgasm.
Thank you kindly.
It's great to have you on the show on Sci-Fi and Screen here on Joy 94.9. Any last words before you die?
Before I die.
Come
on! Jesus, is this radio show like The Ring?
Well, that is quite a compressed bit of audio there.
You're going to have fun normalizing last bit.
Thank you.
My name's Craig Charles. This is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hello, my name's Robert Llewellyn. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on 94.9 Joy. I got it wrong. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.